You know, I'm going to say something, Dr. Dossie, and you can take it to the bank because this is based on my life experience, that every time, and this is me now, every time I have pushed for something in my life, whether it was a relationship or a job or anything, every time I have pushed, nothing works. Nothing works. But when I lay back and simply let whatever is out there in the cosmos do its thing, it works almost all the time. That doesn't mean you don't prepare yourself for the task at hand. You know, this particular job here that I'm doing now on Coast to Coast, you know, had I not been in radio and doing a talk show and, you know, doing a lot of the guests that Art Bell had done over the years, I'm not so sure that that knock on the door would have occurred. But the pushing seems to always screw it up. It's when you lay back and simply let things happen, they seem to work out.
I'm glad you brought it up. In the chapter in the book called Nothing, I actually go into what you just bring up, George. I talk about what has been called the law of reversed effort. And the law of reversed effort, as many people have explained it, is precisely what you just described. If you want it, it recedes. If you let go, it approaches you. There are many iterations of this, but I think that there's great wisdom there, George, and I think you're right on target.
Why does it work that way? We don't
well,
know.
I'm
do
going
we?
To explain it to you, George, and you can take this to the bank.
Okay, sir.
All right, here's how that works. Something unknown is doing we don't know what.
I agree with that.
Now, my tongue is in my cheek. That's a comment.
But
that,
you're right. But well, you're right.
Well, it's my favorite explanation for everything, George. Something unknown is doing we don't know what. Now, that's actually a quotation from one of the great physicists of the 20th century, Sir Arthur Eddington, who made that comment and with respect to something in physics called the uncertainty principle in quantum physics. But I apply it to many other examples in life, such as this law of reversed effort that you and I have been talking about.
You know, you have tapped into something that unfortunately not a lot of people who come from your mainstream background have tapped into, and I find it refreshing and also remarkable that you've been able to do this. You have a chapter, for example, about forgetting, and I want you to talk about that in just a second. I have a phrase in my life that I've picked up that basically says, of all things said of tongue and pen, the saddest of which, what might have been. How many times in our lives do we always look back at things that we screwed up rather than look ahead at how we can better whatever we did? And you have an interesting chapter about forgetting. I like that.
Well, the virtues of forgetting, I think, are vastly underestimated. The way I think forgetting shows itself to be really most valuable in our life is when we pair it with forgiving, as when we use the term forgive and forget. In the past few years, there has arisen in medicine a new area of research called forgiveness research. And this looks at what happens to us health-wise and physiologically when we are willing to forget and forgive. We now know that people who can't do that, who can't forget and forgive, carry around in their bloodstream most of the time an elevated concentration of stress hormones, such as adrenaline and cortisol and corticosterone and so on. And this is horrible for people's health. It causes foul-ups in the immune system. It's dreadful for the cardiovascular system, blood pressure, cardiac stability, and whatnot. And forgetting really comes into its own when we're able to pair it with forgiveness. I'm not talking about actually becoming amnesic, for example, for slights that people make toward us, but I'm talking about the psychological perspective where we just let go of the anger and the resentment and the animosity that often comes from carrying grudges about. So in the past few years, the bottom line is that this business of forgiving and forgetting has been elevated to a health issue. And I think most people remain unaware of that.
You know, I wonder if some of our world leaders should do this.
Well, I'll tell you this, George, the ability to, the inability or the unwillingness to forgive and forget really plays havoc on the world scene. If you go back a few years, you can see that Germany's unwillingness to forgive and forget their defeat in World War One led directly to World War II. The Bosnians couldn't forget their defeat in the Battle of Kosovo in the 14th century, right? And that grudge has festered a few years ago into the Bosnian conflict. Forgiveness is just hugely important when paired with forgetting, not just in our individual lives, but even internationally and nationally.
And it does have some kind of sobering effect on the person who does the forgiving.
Well, exactly. And it puts to rest that sense of unease and agitation and anger that so many people carry around, which is just physiologically destructive.